This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Thank you. morning, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize for technical problems this morning, but we are here and we are live. Today is Saturday, the 27th of March, year of our Lord, 2021. Hope everybody's having a fantastic day. Anyway, Lori, are you on the line?
I am. Good morning, everyone.
Good. Fantastic. Well, folks, like I said, we had a little technical problem this morning. My fault purely. Sitting in the hospital room, couldn't figure out how to get through to Republic, but I'm here. Lori's here. Rick will be here, I think. Anyway, Lori, what do you think we ought to go this morning? Folks, I don't have any news pulled up or anything for obvious reasons. What do we want to talk about first, Lori? And
honestly, I didn't watch the news last night myself either, so I'm not really sure.
All right, well, I'll start off. All right, folks, let's go one place that I understand pretty well. The route we're on for hyperinflation. Now, I can't talk like Rick does and do a long monologue. So unless Rick comes on pretty quick here, we're going to open up for callers much earlier than usual. But anyway, hyperinflation, by all methods, means, and math I can come up with, it's going to happen. It's going to happen this year. Cash is not where to be, in my opinion. I'm not giving financial advice. I'm giving my opinion. To me, real estate, silver, gold is where to be if you've got enough money to play with to do that, you know, other than taking care of your regular bills. Another thing, food, storable food, be it canned goods, canning your own meat, whatever, dry goods, storing it in Mylar like we do, stuff like that. You need to really seriously be looking at that. Another thing, Ready Pure water filters. It's a countertop model. I'm sorry, folks, I'm a little short of breath. Anyway, countertop models, they're not super expensive. You can literally take water out of a mud puddle, pour it in, and you got crystal clean, fresh water when it comes out the other side. Go to John Moore's website, click on products, go down to Ready Pure and click on that. And it'll take you right there. It's something you really need. I'm buying one this coming week. We have an under-the-counter model already, but that only works as long as there's electricity to pump the water from the county water well. Okay, that's what I wanted to say on that. Sam, is Rick on the line yet? Okay, we might not be able to talk to Rick today. All right, guys. Lori, go ahead and give out the call-in number. We're going to go ahead and start taking calls right away, you know, and gives me time to put my oxygen back on. Lori, are you there? Maybe she lost her connection, Sam. Well, anyway, go ahead and come on the air and give out the calling number. I don't remember it. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Well, folks, we'll get you the calling number. If you know it, go ahead and call in if you want.
512-248.
All right, here we go.
8252. That's 512-248-8252.
Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it. Okay. Sorry about that, folks. Like I said, we're having technical difficulties. I normally have the number written down and sticky padded to one of my monitors, and I've never memorized it. You know, it's not new, but what can I say? I just haven't memorized it yet. Anyway, go ahead and give us... Okay, Lori's back. Fantastic. Lori, in case she didn't hear, we're going to go ahead and start taking callers now. And Sam gave out the call-in number since I didn't remember it. So, all right, folks, give us a call. We'll talk about pretty much whatever you want to. We'll try to answer your gardening questions, food preservation questions, and stuff like that. We'll do our best. Rick is, of course, the resident genius and expert on all things food, but apparently he got delayed today or something. Say again, Lori?
Taking the day off. Rick's taking the day off.
Oh, Rick's taking the day off. Okay.
Yeah, he's got a mile long list that he needs to get done and hadn't been able to get to it, so he's...
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Okay.
Okay.
Well, like I said, when the callers start calling in, we will talk about anything you want to, folks. And we'll see what happens. All right, next subject. I got too many things going on at once here, folks. I apologize. Live radio from a hospital room is interesting. All right, anyway. So, anyway, yeah, I guess I'm done with oxygen, Lori. That's good news.
Yep.
Except when I got to talk a long time.
The good news is the sun is shining today. It's not raining, so hey.
Yeah, and I'm stuck in here, and it sucks. But anyway, you know, one of the things we could talk about a little, Lori, that we both know something about is canning.
Yeah, what's that?
My problem is, go ahead.
No? You said canning.
Yes. But the problem is, I don't know what people want to know about. I think pretty much everybody knows how to can vegetables and fruit and tomatoes. Maybe we ought to talk about meat. What do you think?
Well, you can. You've actually canned meat. I haven't.
Okay.
You did all right. That. I didn't.
Well, all right. Well, I don't really know where to start, but I'm going to try. All right, folks. Canning meat, such as chicken, ham, even fish. To start with, you need to look at the directions that come with your canner. There's a bunch of different kinds. First, you must use a pressure canner for meat. No ands, ifs, or buts about it. If not, you're going to kill yourself. Might be 6 months down the road, you open that can and decide to eat it, but you'll kill yourself. It's that simple. So you must use a pressure canner. Botulism is non-recoverable, to the best of my knowledge. But anyway, start with the directions that come with your pressure canner. If you don't have the manual for yours, you can probably look it up online fairly easily. The way we do it most of the time is use quart jars. We either, for chicken, we basically boil it first. Strip it down to the bone, just like you would for chicken and dumplings. Remove the bones, pack them in a canning jar, and then put them in, I think it's for our canner, 3 hours at 11 pounds. Don't quote me on that. I check the directions every single time. I do meat. But anyway, and then when you're all done, you have got meat that will last pretty much indefinitely. In 1982, I ate canned bacon that was canned in 1942. Now, military canning, but it was still good. And tasted great, by the way. So I know it works. I know it can be done. We can deer meat all the time. Problem is I eat it too quickly. You know, I think we've got some, and I asked Corey for a jar of it, and she says, oh, you ate all that, and I don't even realize I did. So it's good. It is good. And it's a good way of storing meat. You know, if we were to have a sunspot or something that knocked out the power, your freezers went out, guess what, guys? You still got meat. So that would work well. All right. But anyway, bottom line is read your directions. I do, like I said, every time. I will leave nothing to chance. You know, that's the way to do it. Another thing I've been experimenting with but have not yet done it successfully is canning bread. I've tried. About my last attempt was canning cornbread. I waited about a week, opened it up, and it had an alcohol smell to it. I figured, you know, it wouldn't hurt me with that alcohol smell in it. You know, I knew it fermented, knew it wouldn't hurt me, so I ate it anyway. Actually, it was really good. Got it out of the jar, put it in the microwave with butter on top. Oh, it was good. But anyway, anybody's got any good ideas for canning bread? Give us a call. Tell everybody about it. We'd love to hear it. Vegetables, fruit canning, there are directions for all of it. They're readily available online. You know, you can go ahead and pre-spice it, like the green beans. I will take not bacon, but the non-meat bacon chips or bacon bits, I think they call them, and dice up pieces of onion and put them in there along with salt and pepper. Makes great, you know, great green beans for later on. All you got to do is heat them, and you're ready to go. Potatoes I have canned. It's sort of a waste of space if you've got potatoes already, but I forgot there was a reason I did it, and I forgot the reason, but I did do it. You know, you can do carrots, beets, spinach, collards, mustard greens, squash, you know, and it's all really easy. And that only takes usually about 45 minutes in the pressure canner. So I hope that helps folks that are interested. Okay, sure. Where do we want to go next, Tori?
Well, I know that we had posted, I believe I did it last year, but I can redo it if people want me to. I did post where there was a link where you could get like 101 different, make 101 different meals in a jar, which means you put all the ingredients you need in that jar, and then when you want to eat it, you take it out and, you know, cook it.
Right.
So, like I said, if they want, I can redo it. But
Let's go ahead and redo that.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Please hold on.
Living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? a voice of truth in a sea of lies, do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Welcome back to the World Survival Show here on RBN. We are taking calls this morning. Our caller number is 512-248-8252. You can talk about what we're talking about now or anything. Just give us a shout. Okay.
Ori, I was reading the news this morning on Fox News, and I was talking about that Muslim guy that shot up the supermarket there in outside of Boulder, Colorado. Anyway, they say we don't have a motive. Now, this guy's name is Ahmed. You know, the Jeff Foxworthy puppet?
Yeah.
I think it's Jeff Foxworthy, or who is it? That has Ahmed, I'm going to kill you. Jeff Dunham.
Dunham.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's got the puppet says, I'm going to kill you. Anyway, you know, they're saying there's no motive. This guy has been arrested for beating up a classmate because he said something against Muslims. All right? His last name is Al Izzy or something like that. I don't know for sure. He was born in Syria, came to this country 3 years ago. Well, you know, he is raised as Muslim. But they have no motive for the shooting. You know, don't these people out there in law enforcement have a brain? You know, from what I've seen in my life, the only motive they need is to be Muslim. You know? It's like President of Turkey said, you know, there is no such thing as a radical Muslim or moderate Muslims. They are just all Muslims. And I believe him. And now we've got them pouring across our southern border along with people from Central and South America. Excuse me. Just what we need. I apologize.
You're right, dear?
Yeah, take over for a minute, Lori.
As Rick was telling us last week, you guys should already have started putting your plants in. And in case you don't know what that is right now, You should at least have right now, like, your onions, your peas, spinach, cabbage, cauliflower. Well, cauliflower go in the 5th. Your radishes and your turnips, your beets, potatoes, broccoli will be end of April.
Well, it depends on your planting zone, right?
Yeah, it does. I'm talking about, okay, this would be for our planting zone. Hopefully everybody has gotten some kind of planter, garden planter that they've got. We use Clyde's planter. As far as I know, he still has some, and I know his website.
Yeah, they were $5 each a couple years ago. They might have gone up. Clyde's Garden Planner is how we searched it, though. I remember that.
Yeah, it's you can go to /Clyde'sVegetablePlantingChart.com and look it up on his website. It will be listed there with the price, and it didn't take long to get them. And it slides back and forth. One side is for spring, the other side is for fall, and it tells you exactly what you should be planting, when you should be planting it for your time zone. So, you know, like I said, it's a good thing to have. Like Rick, we have all of ours planted already. I have collards and stuff that I had started in the house that's outside, and, you know, but like I said, we've got all of ours going now.
Did we plant any mustard, Tori?
I believe we did.
Good. That's my favorite, folks.
So,
already?
Okay. We have our bottom of the hour break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Call-in number again is 512-248-8252. Back to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. If you'd like to give us a call, our call-in number is 1-512-248-8252. Okay. We've talked about what you should have started and what you should be putting in the ground getting right now. Also mentioned on the website and tried to pull it up on my phone, but internet's being crazy this morning also. There is, further down on the list, at least 101 ways, meals that you can...
Things to can.
Put everything put into a jar and seal the jar, and when you're ready for it, just take it down. That way you've got the whole meal in the jar and just pull it out and cook it all at once. Like I said, I did some looking on them, and I found that one website that, like I said, had 101, and I may have listed another couple of sites that listed some, so it's not hard. And like Tim said, we've put flour, sugar, cornmeal, stuff like that in Mylar bags that Tim had found and purchased.
With an oxygen absorber.
Yes, with oxygen absorbers, so...
done right, even flour, which they say doesn't keep, what I do on flour is put double the amount of oxygen absorbers it calls for, which I read about. Supposedly that flour will keep 20 years, which is unheard of for flour.
Right.
So that's a good thing. And I think we've only got about 60 pounds of flour bagged up, or we need to get more. So,
well, we have quite a few.
Yeah, we put them in 5-pound bags.
Right.
So
I know in the past I have told everybody to, like, check with your local forestry in your state, you should be able to find, like here we have a book that's called Missouri Wildflowers. But in the book, it gives you, at least our book is all colored pictures, describes the flowers and actually how you can use them and what they're good for.
Wild edibles.
Handy because, right. So, because a lot of people think, okay, they're flowers, they're just weeds, you know, they're not any good. You'd be surprised how many of those weeds in your backyard are actually edible, how many of those wild weeds are actually medicine. So, you know, this is called being prepared and ready, and hopefully everybody in the past has gotten those kind of books. I also have the Folk Remedy Encyclopedia, which covers like olive oil, vinegar, honey, you know.
Yeah.
It's 1,001 other home remedies all in one book.
Lori, we have a lot of that information, and I mean a ton of it, under our in our flash drive that we sell.
Yes.
I mean like 1,001 uses for stuff. And a whole booklet on each thing, like vinegar and, like you said, the oils and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention there's several canning guides on that flash drive.
Right.
So if people are interested in that, just go to ruralsurvival.life, and there's a link top left of the page area, you know, not at the very top, but at the extreme left. And click on that link for the Survival Library, and you can order it there. They're only like $26, you know, plus like $2 or $3 shipping.
Mm-hmm.
And we got plenty of them in stock. So if anybody wanted a real easy way, they have tons of information. Heck, it's almost 6 gigabytes worth. You know, that's a good way for them to do it.
True. But if you don't have any kind of electric backup or anything, you know, I mean, once you get the flash drives, you can always print the information out for yourself, folks, and put it in your own books. So that way you have it handy. You know.
Or print it out, you know. That's what my buddy John Moore does. He took everything on that flash drive that he wanted and got freehold paper, like from the dollar store, put it in the printer, and all the documents he wanted, he printed them out and then put them in a notebook.
Yep.
So, you know, that worked well for him.
True. I had also mentioned in the past a book called The Lost Book of Remedies by Clyde Davis. And hopefully those of you that remember it or had ordered it have it on hand. This not only gives you, you know, wildflowers, this tells you, of course, the other types of weeds, even trees, what parts of what trees are edible and what you can use them for, how to make medicine out of them, how to make tea from them, you know, how to make a salve for them if you have a wound. It's just called survival, folks, so...
Yeah.
If you don't have these types of books on hand, I would suggest strongly that you get some and keep them in your personal library because, you know, one day you might need them and wish that you'd gotten them before it's too late.
Yeah, because, you know, Lori, with the economy going like it's going and the certainty, and I'll say it that way, of eventual hyperinflation, well, it might be $50 for a bottle of aspirin, you know. But you got a willow tree out by your pond or river, you know. If you don't know what things are good for you without those books, you know, what can I say? You know, you could obviously have a real rough time for lack of knowledge.
This is true.
But I mean, that's just one thing, like wild cherry bark boiled down into a tea. I mean, that will get rid of croup, you know, super bad congestion, you know, stuff like that. And that's just a few things I picked up.
I said, just a few?
Yeah, well, that I actually remember right off the top of my head. If I cracked the book open and looked at it, then I'd remember many more. You know, just when I saw the picture of the plant. Uh-huh. You know, mullein is another good one for decongestant. But you got to smoke it. I'm assuming you could probably make a tea out of it, too.
Wow. So. Not sure. I'd have to look. I also mentioned in the past a book called The Secret Garden. Growing delicious food for essential living. A lot of our callers in the past had called in and asked, you know, what's friendly to plant around this and what shouldn't you plant around that? Well, when you open it up, this book will tell you exactly what kind of things are friendly to be planted around certain things and what things you shouldn't. Let's see here. I was going to try to get one that we've got growing now. Okay. I know corn we've mentioned in the past. Let's see here. Like with corn, things you can plant around it. And when I say friendly, it means that these plants will actually feed off of each other. They give each other the nutrients
right.
they need. So, like if you're planting your corn, cucumbers, melons, pumpkins, squash, beans, okay, definitely do not plant nightshades around them like tomatoes, okay?
Yeah.
These are kind of things. They also tell you, and I'm using corn as an example here, like the threats for corn. You have aphids, birds, corn borers, corn earworms, bacterial wilt, cutworm, flea beetle, and cucumber beetles. Okay, those are all threats to corn. And, of course, everybody knows you grow corn in full sun. I'm hoping everybody knows that. These
yep.
are just examples of the things that they tell you in here. It also tells you how high your corn will get, or it should get, let's put it that way. When is the best time to harvest it, and actually how to storage corn. Like you can eat corn immediately, or you can freeze it in an airtight container. You know, so like you said, these are just little tidbits in this book that will help you if you're not sure about certain things or if you're new at gardening, it will help. It may even help if it's a certain vegetable that you haven't grown in a long time and you've just totally forgot about it. You know, like I said, it's helpful. So,
you know, Hori, one of the things I'm going to try to do this year, if I can physically do it, I want to go over there by the fruit trees and take and till up some ground and rake it out or do rows, either one. And I want to get a bag of seed corn from the farm supply place and plant seed corn, or feed corn, I mean, not seed corn, feed corn. And
well,
I think we'll be able to save on the chicken feed big time, you know, just getting it, having it ground ourselves up there at MFA. And
right.
we'll probably only be paying, you know, instead of $6 or $7 a bag, I bet we're only going to pay $1 or $2 a bag.
Well, everybody don't forget to make sure that you've planted your flower garden as well. Your flower garden brings in the insects,
bees
that your garden's going to need to pollinate with. Also, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was our daughter that told me earlier this month that she read that this year is supposed to be a bad year for aphids.
Well, yeah, it's been so wet.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be a bad year for aphids, which means you're going to be loaded with them. And one thing that you want to make sure that you have around your garden is ladybugs, because ladybugs actually eat the aphids. If you didn't know that, that's
yeah.
something for you to know. Okay, we do have a few callers, so let's go ahead and take one right now. We have Warren in Montana, I'm sorry, on line 5. Good morning, Warren.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir. You talked about preserving flour. Would you be better off just
preserving just the wheat.
You might be.
I get it bulk.
Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with doing the wheat. The problem is we have not been able to afford a mill yet to grind the wheat. All right, so I just went ahead and did the flour.
Oh,
and there's no reason not to keep, you know, not to do wheat other than space, you know. But if you got plenty of room, yeah, by all means, do the wheat. It would be better.
Yeah, I get it bulk at the grain elevator here in Farmers Ferry, Idaho. And they can't call it food quality, but it's clean. There's a tassel, a straw here and there, but it could be cleaned up. But it's like $15 a bag. It's non-GMO. So
that's the way to go.
Yeah, I got a Wonder Mill. I've not used it yet, but I've seen my neighbor has one, and they showed me. The mother makes homemade bread and stuff with it. So
right.
And... So they also, this grain elevator sells, besides loading up railroad cars, they sell bulk rye, barley. I use it to make malt, to make beer. And converting starches to sugar. It's a process, but it works. And So you could do that with corn, make malt out of corn, as well as pretty much most of those grain seeds. But last week I tried getting in, but I couldn't. I think her name was Frances, talked about ants in her garden. It works really good
okay.
for most rodents. I had an ant hill. We have these redhead ants that are called wood ants. They make these hills, and they'll sting you. And I had one in my garden.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, well, besides poisoning them or anything, what's natural, that works really good. If there's a cedar mill, that's cedar sawdust or chips.
Right.
I put some of that on that hill, and they evacuated. They were gone.
Wow.
Yeah. And before
and we got before ants we that live up, in that mess.
Yeah. And we dug up the hill a week before that, and the army got busy. The army ants were just, red-headed ants were just carrying straws, and within hours or whatever, or half a day, they had that thing rebuilt. And then a week later, we put some, like I said, cedar on it, and they evacuated. And so it does work really good. Well, guys buy it, use that for their dog kennels and stuff too. So, but you don't want to put, if you put cedar in your garden and tilled it in like sawdust, you wouldn't have no worms or.
That's true.
So you don't want to do that, but
right,
it works. So.
Oh yeah, I'm curious. Have you
guys, hold on a minute. Warren, if you'll hold on through the break, we'll get back with you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. At the moment, we're speaking with Warren in Montana. Okay, gentlemen, go ahead.
Okay, Warren. The question I was trying to ask over the music was, have you ever tried rice or grits to get rid of your ants?
No. No, they would probably...
The way I understand it, they take that down into their anthills and both eat it and store it. And, of course, when the rice or grits get water on them, they swell up. And when the ants drink water, their insides are, of course, swollen up. And I've been told, I know the grits work, at least on fire ants, but I'm assuming the rice would work the same way. And, of course, then you're not putting any chemicals or anything into your garden you don't want.
Right, yeah.
So just an idea.
I heard that.
Just an idea.
Something like that. We'll do the same with mice, I think it was. It'll swell up and...
Yeah, it'll kill off starlings too, or any other bird that eats it.
Oh, I see.
talked about Bitcoin. One angle was kind of interesting. I was watching this travel show that talked about this abandoned or this city that shut down 6 hours north of Vancouver. No roads, 6 hours by boat. When we talked about the town, it's called Ocean Falls, and it was a pulp mill, and that shut down, and the town would kind of moved out and stuff like that, and homes were cheap, really isolated, like I said, 6 hours from Vancouver, Canada. And they didn't talk about Bitcoin for an investment, but this old mill building that has a generator, big, huge river generator plant. They put a Bitcoin equipment in this huge building that once was a pulp mill.
And right, so they're mining Bitcoin, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and this town really isolated in the middle of nowhere, and they wanted to visit the building, and the townspeople said this one guy shows up every 6 weeks or something like that, and he's only there for a short time. And when he was not, nobody was around or anything because the Travel Channel wanted to film it or see what was in there or just, it was the major industry or the only thing going on in this town pretty much besides the grocery store and stuff like that.
Right.
So it's just sitting there isolated. All this money and computers just sitting there isolated in the middle of nowhere. I'm a little leery about buying that.
Well,
that's kind of interesting.
You know, because the equipment's there doesn't mean anybody can get to the money. But anyway, we got our top of the hour break. Warren, I appreciate your call. I understand we have another caller waiting. So feel free to call back next week, buddy. And thank you.
Okay. Yep.
Have a good one.
Bye, Warren. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.